An area off the coast of Cape Breton has been designated for offshore wind development. The section of water just outside of Sydney Harbour in the North Atlantic, known as Sydney Bight, is one of four areas off the coast of Nova Scotia deemed as prime real estate for offshore wind energy. It's not known yet how many turbines will be located in Sydney Bight, but construction for all four areas is expected to start by 2033. Premier Tim Houston says the project will enable Nova Scotia to be a key player in providing the country's future energy needs while veering away from dependence south of the border.
It is a chance to make Nova Scotia and the rest of Canada more self-sufficient. We don't want to rely on the U.S. for energy, like natural gas flowing through the states to reach us. We want our own made in Nova Scotia solutions and the opportunity to become a net exporter of clean energy. The days of exporting our talent and watching opportunities sail away, they're over. From now on, we're not exporting our people. Instead, we'll be exporting clean energy and keeping our people at home because we need them. We're going to need every hand, every skill, every community to make this a reality, because there's a lot of work ahead, and we welcome it. The momentum behind this is like nothing I've seen before, and we're all pulling in the same direction.
Houston mentions communities of all types need to be involved, but not everyone is on board with offshore wind development in Sydney Bight, such as lobster fisherman Herb Nash. Nash tells Coast Radio the site could be a problem during fishing season because it limits their catch area, not to mention the extra time and fuel it will take to navigate around the turbines.
It's still a spot that you're not going to be able to drive through or something. You're going to have to go around it every time you want to go get to the other side. Instead of just steaming through it, you're going to be going around a great big square or something. So, I still can't figure out why they can't put it on land.
Nash says he's not opposed to green energy, but he believes wind farms belong on land.
Yeah, I think they should have looked on the land. There's all kinds of land in Cape Breton. Look at the mountains down north and that. They could have put them down there somewhere. Like somebody would have sold them land down there. If there's people down there got land that they would have sold them. It's just to get the money for some of the land they got, you know, that was passed down over generations and that. So then if they have something break down or something, they just drive to it to fix instead of going out in the boat and trying to get it fixed and that's.
Meanwhile, Houston says the sea brings many resources to the province and offshore energy supports an increase in energy demand, resulting in profits for Nova Scotia because the technology is more desirable when it's fresh on the market.
This is a new opportunity. The wind has always been there, but I think there's a number of factors that are kind of lining up. One is just the incredible demand for electricity. Everything's being electrified, so there's incredible demand. I think the desire for more renewable is certainly playing into, you know, and just the pure economics of it. You know, everybody knows the first VCR was a lot more expensive than the one today. And my family bought the Betamax. They did the wrong. So you got to be a certain vintage to know what that means. But I think the price of the technology, the understanding of the opportunity is all it's advanced to a certain stage that this is the economics start to work quite a bit better. And I think it's really important that you think about when you think about the economics and the price of this wind. People say, "Well, it's expensive," and sure, it's more expensive than coal and more expensive than some other formats. But really, as governments and as industry are looking at the price of energy now, they're interested in what they've already paid or what they pay in the past. But what they're really interested in is what do they have to pay for the next electron because they need it.
The province requires roughly 2.5 gigawatts of power at peak demand, but Houston says Nova Scotia has the potential to generate as much as 40 gigawatts, providing plenty for other areas of the country. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.